Welcome to an exclusive SearchDataManagement.com podcast. Today, we're bringing you a podcast briefing about IBM DB29 certifications. I'm Catherine Marquis, Assistant Editor. Today's podcast is for IT professionals who want to learn about IBM DB2 certifications. At SearchDataManagement.com, we understand the importance of career development, but we know that time and money are also important factors. So we thought we'd investigate whether or not certifications are really worth it. We ask, will DB2 certifications help you advance your career? Will they help make you more money? How do certifications compare to years of hands-on job experience? What are the DB29 certification options? And is it difficult to pass the test? For answers, I called on Roger Sanders, author of IBM DB29 Fundamental Certification Study Guide. Roger Sanders is also the president of Roger Sanders Enterprises Incorporated and is a consulting corporate systems engineer with EMC. He has been designing and developing databases and database applications for more than 20 years and has been working with DB29 for Linux, Unix, and Windows and its predecessors since it was first introduced on the IBM PC. He has written articles for numerous publications, presented at several user groups and conferences, developed training materials, taught classes, and is the author of 16 books on DB2 and one on ODBC. You can learn even more about Roger on the page where you downloaded this podcast. Thank you for speaking with us today, Roger. So briefly, why is IBM's DB29 different from past versions?
Well, to begin with, version 9 is the first truly hybrid database engine, and that means it allows you to store both XML data and relational data, and with the XML data, you get to store it in its native format. Prior to version 9, if you wanted to save an XML document in a DB2 database, you either had to store the document as a large object, or you would have to shred it into individual column and table values that would span multiple tables. And the disadvantage to both of those, first of all, if I was trying to look for specific information in an XML document that was stored as a large object, I would have to retrieve the entire document and then scan down through it to locate the information. And obviously, if I shredded the document and broke it into several pieces, then I had all the complexity of putting that document back together if I needed it back in its original form. With version 9, I get away from all of these limitations. There's a new data type that was introduced called the XML data type that allows me to store an XML document in its hierarchical format. And then I can use SQL or XQuery to retrieve that document or to retrieve specific pieces of information from that document. And I can also create special XML indexes on that data so that I can have fast, optimized queries when I'm looking for specific pieces of information. And in addition to the XML feature, DB29 also has some things like range partitioning that allows me to take a table and break its data into several pieces based on ranges of values. So for example, I can take monthly reports, put them into a table, and then break them out by quarters. I can also take advantage of some new technology called deep compression that allows me to compress the data sometimes as much as 80%, so that reduces my storage cost. And there's also some utilities that allow me to do automatic maintenance on the database. So as a DBA, I don't have to go in and do a lot of the administrative overhead that I once used to have to do. And then finally, there's something called a self-tuning memory manager that was introduced that helps optimize database performance and takes the most advantage of available memory. And as I bring databases online and take them offline, and memory gets redistributed equally across the system so that I'm always getting the best performance possible.
So then what are the benefits of a DB29 certification? Or basically, we just want to know, are certifications really worth it?
So one of the things that I experienced as a database administrator early in my career was when I got into a position and started working in a particular role, I had a certain set of activities I did on a day-to-day basis, and I rarely branched outside of this normal routine. So one of the things that certification does is it forces you to step away from your comfort zone, if you will, and take a look at all of the different features and functionalities that are provided with a new release of the product. It also, with DB2, if you become certified, it gives you access to a special website where you can network with other DB2 certified professionals. And this is a good place to go ask technical questions. You know, when you run into an issue and you can't find what you're looking for in the documentation, this is a quick avenue that you can use sometimes to solve problems. And finally, certification looks good on a resume. It sends the message that you have worked with the latest release of DB2 at some level, and you have some amount of proficiency with the product.
Okay, so then could you explain the IBM DB29 certification process a little? What are the first steps one should take when he or she decides that certification is their next career move?
Okay, so the certification process is broken into four distinct paths. There's one called a Certified Database Associate. There's Certified Database Administrator. And there's two paths there. There's Certified Database Administrator for Linux, Unix, and Windows. And then there's a Certified Database Administrator for ZOS. And then the fourth path is a Certified Application Developer. So the first thing someone who's interested in becoming DB2 certified should do is select a path that's appropriate for them. So, for example, if I'm an Oracle DBA or I'm a sales rep that wants to broaden my horizons by learning just the fundamentals of DB2, I might choose to become a certified database associate. A person who's involved in the day-to-day administration of a DB2 database, however, might want to become a certified database administrator for the particular platform they're working on. And then, of course, an application developer that's looking to learn how to write computer programs that interact with DB2 databases might choose to become a certified application developer. So once a decision has been made about the certification path you want to follow, the next step is to go to IBM's certification website, and that's at www.ibm.com/certify. When you get to that website, you can take a look at these different roles that I spoke about, and there you'll be able to see what some of the objectives are for each of these certification levels, and there'll be some study guides offered there, there are practice tests there, and so forth. And there's also information that you can get on how to prepare and register to take a certification exam. And then I'll throw in a pitch here about the books that I write. The first chapter in all of my study guides covers all of these certification paths and the whole process for preparing for the exam.
In your book, you write, quote, "If you have experience using IBM DB29 in the context of the certification role you have chosen, you may already possess the skills and knowledge needed to pass the exams required for that role." So are you saying that job experience is enough for someone to pass the exam, or is studying required?
Well, if you have a significant amount of experience and are well read on the new features and functions found in DB29, that may be enough to get you a passing grade. So in that case, you might not have to study. However, as a member of the team that helped develop these certification exams, I can tell you that the tests are designed in such a way that a candidate really needs to have some experience with the product as well as do some studying if they want to do well on this certification test.
So what does a DB29 certification mean to an employer?
Well, as with anything, many things in the IT industry, the correct answer is always it depends. In my previous job, the hiring manager was only looking at candidates who had DB2 certification. And recently I was on a job hunt, and I ran into similar experiences with other companies I was looking at. They were very interested in seeing the certifications. As a manager myself, I always looked at certifications, and I asked questions in this area when I conducted interviews. And I wanted to see, first of all, if a candidate was up to date on the product and, you know, tried to keep their certifications up to date. And to me, certification validates an individual's claims that they know the technology and they have been at least exposed to several facets of the product, even if they don't work with all of those areas on a daily basis. So I would advise anyone who's currently looking for new job opportunities to get certified.
Okay, so is there a financial advantage to getting an IBM DB29 certification? Or in other words, can someone just make more money once they have the certification?
So that's a good question. In my experience, I have never received a bonus or pay raise as a direct result of becoming DB2 certified. However, there is a magazine that's put out monthly called Certification Magazine, and once a year they do an annual survey where they ask this very question. And if you look at that survey, you'll see that there are individuals who do receive bonuses or pay raises for completing some levels of certification. So it is possible.
Do you know approximately how many DB2 certifications have been awarded to date?
Well, according to Susan Dykeman, who is the Information Management Certification Program Manager at IBM, over 110,000 DB2 certifications have been awarded to date. Now, there's a conference that's coming up next week in Las Vegas. It's the IBM Information on Demand Conference, and I know they'll be offering free certification testing there, and the numbers will go up probably substantially. I believe last year they awarded close to 1,000 certifications at that conference.
Wow. So is it common for people to go back for a second or maybe a third IBM certification?
Yes, it is. In fact, many certified database administrators will go back and work towards acquiring an advanced database administrator certification. Others will try to get certified as a solution designer using DB2.9 Data Warehouse Edition. And then there's some people who may have primarily focused on the database administrator path but want to learn about application development, so they may pursue an application developer certification.
Are multiple certifications really necessary?
Well, it depends. In my case, I chose to specialize in DB2, so I have acquired 12 DB2-specific certifications over the past 11 years. Now, I once worked with an individual who wanted to be considered a well-rounded database guru for the company. So he went after several different low to mid-level certifications across various database platforms. So he had an Oracle certification, he got the lowest level DB2 certification, he was working on a Sybase certification. So yes, in some cases it depends on, you know, the message you're trying to get across. Now, one thing I would want to warn people against when you're looking at accumulating multiple certifications, don't go after certifications just for the sake of getting certifications. Make sure that the certifications you acquire tell an accurate story about you and your abilities, as well as emphasize your expertise in a particular area. Having a wide variety of certifications sends two messages. One, it sends a message that you might read a lot and test well, but you don't necessarily know all of the products that you are certified on, or you don't know them very well. And it also sends the message sometimes that I'm a jack of all trades and a master of none. So you want to make sure that the certifications you go for, the total package, tells a good, strong story about your abilities.
So what other certifications might complement a DB2.9 certification?
Okay, well, as I mentioned earlier, if you're looking for a position or you're trying to position yourself as an expert or knowledgeable about databases in general, you might go after different database certifications, Oracle, Sybase, SQL Server, and so forth. If you are a certified database administrator and you want to deepen those skills, you may go for the Advanced Database Administrator certification. If you are an application developer, you might want to go after something like C or Perl or Ruby on Rails, those kind of things, where you've got a programming language certification as well as the DB2 application development certification. And you might go after a storage certification. For example, I just started with EMC, so I'll be working on some certifications around their storage products, and I'll be looking at DB2 from a storage perspective. And then finally, some people go after operating specific certifications. So they may specialize just on DB2 on Linux, for example. And then they would go after the database administration certification and then probably one of the Red Hat or SUSE Linux certifications.
In your book, you state that certifications are becoming a trend. So what advice do you have for someone who has been in the industry for years without a certification?
Well, many people feel that years of experience should cancel out the lack of certification. Much like when you look at job posting, years of experience can often outweigh the lack of a college degree. The The problem is, and I touched on this earlier, that if you've been working with the technology for quite some time, the chances are good that your experience and knowledge are very focused. And in order to get certified, you must step outside of your zone of familiarity and learn more about the product's capabilities. Another thing that you'll see is typically companies are slow to migrate, particularly in database environments. So although 9.5 comes out at the end of this month, there's still lots of companies that are running on 8.2. So in order to go after this certification, it's forcing you to get out of your comfort zone and learn more about the product, and it's also forcing you to learn about a product that your company may be migrating to within 6 to 9 months. So I would encourage anyone that falls into this category to pursue getting a certification. In a best-case scenario, your years of experience may be enough. You may have enough experience that you can sit down and take the test and you know the answers right off the bat. Worst-case scenario, you will learn a few things that you didn't already know, and these things may end up making your life easier somewhere down the road.
Okay, so do you think it's necessary for the non-certified industry veteran to take the exam to stay professionally competitive?
Well, here again, there's different people that argue this case, and my argument would be yes. I've been a manager at the last three companies I work for, and I can tell you if I were looking to hire someone and I had two qualified candidates that were equal in all things except certification, I would choose the individual that had a current certification over the individual that did not. So my advice to the people that are thinking about getting certified, why take yourself out of the running when you can obtain a certification with just a little effort on your part?
So to wrap it up, do you have any final advice for listeners out there who may be contemplating a certification?
Well, as I said earlier, if you're thinking about getting a DB29 certification, go to the IBM certification website, which again is www.ibm.com/certify. Look at the material available on the 730, 731, 732, 733, 734, and 736 exams. Those are the DB29 certification exams. From this website, you'll be able to see the different certification roadmaps available, and you'll be able to obtain a list of the objectives that are covered on each of these exams. Now, there are also a set of tutorials on IBM's DeveloperWorks website that will help you prepare for the 730, 731, and 733 exam, and all of this material is free. And then finally, certification testing can often be done at a facility near you for a modest fee. I think each of the exams are somewhere around $140, $150 a piece. And the certification website will help you locate a testing facility. And certification testing is usually offered free at some of the conferences like this IBM Information on Demand Conference and the International DB2 Users Group Conference. So with the right planning, you can play with the product, you can take the tutorials, and you can take the testing, and it won't cost you a dime. And finally, if you want to really be prepared, take a look at one of my certification exam study guides. I was a member of the team that developed 5 of the version 9 certification exams, and I put together very comprehensive study guides, and there are about 150 sample questions in each of these books with very detailed answers, and that's the best form I know to help prepare for the exams.
Well, Roger, our conversation today has been very helpful, and thank you for all your advice.
You're welcome.
For specific information on the DB29 Fundamentals Certification Exam, read Roger's new book, IBM DB29 Fundamental Certification Study Guide. You can find an excerpt from the book in searchdatamanagement.com's chapter download library. I also want to remind listeners that you can find more DB2 and general career resources at searchdatamanagement.com. And don't forget to sign up for our monthly DB2 newsletter by clicking on the Get Email Updates box on the lower half of our homepage. Finally, remember to add our searchdatamanagement.com RSS feed to your newsreader, subscribe to our other email newsletters, and check back frequently for articles about database management, business intelligence, data warehousing, and many other data management topics. And as always, you can find this podcast and other data management podcasts in our podcast library. Thank you for listening to our podcast today. Signing off, I'm Catherine Markey, Assistant Editor at SearchDataManagement.com.